This is WRK Atlanta 91.1 FM and on the internet at WRK.org. My name is Chris. We've been doing a series of events here at WRK for the last couple days in tribute to John Cage, who his 100th birthday would have been tomorrow. He was born in 1912, died in 1992. And so we've got quite the array of instruments and performers here for you tonight. This is the fourth of the five shows that we're doing in tribute to John Cage. You can get full information about the series at www.wrk.org, including information about the pieces that are going to be performed here tonight. The first piece is going to be performed by Stuart Gerber. It is composed improvisation for snare drum, composed in 1987 by John Cage. That was Stuart Gerber performing composed improvisation for snare drum. And he was playing what looks like a simple snare drum, but with about two dozen different implements. And he was reaching all around that thing. Up next is going to be Caleb Herron is going to be performing a piece called 27 minutes 10.554 seconds. But he's only going to be performing an excerpt of that called 15 minutes, 55.282 seconds. He's got a whole table full of instruments here, starting with a basic drum kit, a snare drum and kick drum and stuff like that. And then also a dumbek, seed rattle, shell wind chimes, kalimba, three small gongs, kazoo, ratchet, and a piece of granite. So here's Caleb Herron with an excerpt from 27 minutes, 10 seconds on the John Cage Live at Rec. That was Caleb Heron performing an excerpt from 27 minutes, 10.554 seconds for percussion. Up next, we have a piece by performed by Stuart Gerber. It's called Child of Tree, and I've got a little background information on this. John Cage, when he was on tour in Arizona with the Cunningham Dance Company in 1975, one of the dancers brought a dried cactus to Cage, placed it near his ear, and plucked the spines out of it. This inspired Cage to use cacti as musical instruments in pieces like this one. So this is, the instrumentation in this piece is all made of natural plant materials and includes things like pod rattles, wooden water buffalo bell, beans, and wood block. This is Stuart Gerber performing John Cage's Child of Tree. Thank you. That was Stuart Gerber performing John Cage's composition, Child of Tree. Got a few minutes here. We're going to move some stuff around on the stage, get ready for the next piece. I'm going to tell you about a few things. This is the fourth show in a five-part series that we're doing at WRAK this week. It started on Sunday with a Sunday special at 7 p.m., 7 to 9. That's kind of an overview show, so if you're confused about what you're hearing and or just want to hear more of this, including lots of interview snippets with John Cage. He's really a fascinating person to listen to. Go to the WREK website at wrek.org. There's the John Cage entry at the very top, and click on that, and it'll actually, you can go straight to the archive from that page. It also has information about the pieces that are being performed here tonight. And I also want to let you know that tonight, this show, and then at midnight are the last two shows in this series. But later this week, Wednesday night, and then continuing every night this week all the way through Sunday, are a series of live events in Atlanta. One of them is at the Krog Tunnel tomorrow night, and then at the Goat Farm on the west side of Atlanta is a series of shows, and I'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the show. So up next is a piece called The Fontana Mix. It's going to be performed by Robbie Key and Robert Cheatham. This was composed in 1958, and I think the instrumentation here specified by John Cage is interesting. His specification was, his score said, parts to be prepared from the score for the production of any number of tracks of magnetic tape or any number of players, any kind and number of instruments. Duration, indeterminate. So here is Robbie Key and Robert Cheatham performing The Fontana Mix. Thank you.
Silence and letting things play themselves. Freedom means making a hole or cracking something open. Freedom means filling something that wasn't a hole in the first place.
Freedom means no one can tell me what to do, and I can't tell anyone else what to do.
Robbie Key and Robert Cheatham performing Fontana Mix, a 1958 composition by John Cage. I didn't mention what the instrumentation was on this. Synthesizer, iPad with some sort of music application, digital recorder, three tape decks, toddler's toy, digital samplers, sequencers, mixers, and a saxophone. Up next, we have a piece performed by three people, Stuart Gerber, Jan Baker, and Caleb Herron, and it's called Inlets. It involves conch shells partially filled with water and closely microphoned. You'll also hear the sound of burning pine cones. One of the conch shells played as a trumpet. This is a 1977 composition called Inlets, performed by Stuart Gerber, Jan Baker, and Caleb Herron. Thank you. All right, that was Stuart Gerber, Jan Baker, and Caleb Herron performing, performing Inlets, 1977. Those were conch shells with partially filled with water. We have one last piece, it's very short, and we'll have a couple more announcements. And so this is this last piece is called The Year Begins to Be Ripe, and it's performed by Stuart Gerber.
The birds swim and delight in the first fine days of the fall, in the warm, hazy light. Robins, bluebirds, in families on the almost bare elms, phoebes, and probably purple finches. Now the year itself begins to be ripe, ripened by the frost, like a persimmon.
Again, that piece was called The Year Begins to Be Ripe. That was, the text was actually from the Journal of Henry David Thoreau. You are listening to WRAK Atlanta 91.1 FM. This has been the John Cage Live at Rec. I'd like to thank our performers, Stuart Gerber, Jan Baker, Caleb Herron, Robbie Key, and Robert Cheatham. Thanks for coming out. One thing I want to mention is there are some live events happening this week. There is the Krog Tunnel event happening tomorrow night, Wednesday night at 8:30 at the Krog Tunnel. The Krog Tunnel is also celebrating its 100th birthday this year, so there's a couple of guys that are organizing an event there to also celebrate John Cage's 100th birthday. And then Thursday through Sunday, there's a series of events at the Goat Farm. I really urge you to go check that out. It's a pretty big undertaking. It involves the Atlanta Poets Group, Chamber Cartel, Bent Frequency, and the Core Performance Group. If you go to WRAK.org and click on the John Cage event, there are links to the Facebook event pages for those events I was talking about. And I should mention that the Goat Farm series is supported in part by Georgia Council for the Arts through the appropriations of the Georgia General Assembly. Georgia Council for the Arts also receives support from its partner agency, the National Endowment for the Arts. So this is the fourth of the five-part John Cage series we have here at REC. The last one is tonight at midnight, and we will be playing the 1959 album Indeterminacy, its entirety. Thanks for listening, and we take you back to the studio.